Jim McGuinness, I suppose 2026 up and running. Lovely conditions here in Antrim, but I suppose it's been underfoot conditions has been difficult, but a fantastic performance by your side today.
Yeah, no, listen, we'd be happy with it, I suppose. I think there were seven debutants there, you know, and then another couple off the bench. And I think in the second half in particular, they settled into the game, and some of them done really well, and a lot of them done really well, but it was just for them to get that first start for Donegal. It's a big moment for anybody, and it's a long time coming, I suppose, you know, when they start playing football out the back of the house. So no, we're delighted for them, and everybody, as I said, did well, and but that's probably the big positive.
Looking at that, I suppose, Jim, bringing in those young players, there's big talk about them, exciting, and suppose they bring that new level of enthusiasm this year, and suppose last year getting into the All-Ireland final, unfortunately starting this year again, suppose possibly give you that bounce.
Aye, well, listen, young players bring freshness, you know, they're fearless, they've a lot to learn, but they're fearless, and I suppose with a number of them as well, there's a good bit of S&C there to be done as well over the next year or two with them, but they are good players, you know, and they're all playing senior football, and they're thinking their way through championship games for their club and stuff, you know, and so whenever they settle today, they were able to do that, and that's really positive. And if you can find one or two at all, they can add a bit of value and develop the rest them for the next season, and that's what you're looking to achieve.
Yeah, just looking at today's game, I suppose, Jim, I suppose there's nerves in the dressing room, obviously, with a few of them, but they didn't really show nerves in, you know, that first opening half.
No, I think in the first half they snatched at a couple of wee things, you know, and we spoke to them beforehand and we said, listen, you don't have to prove anything to anybody, you know, just play the way that you normally play and relax into the game. And I think they did that better in the second half than in the first half. But at the same time, listen, loads and loads of positives, and all over the pitch in many respects. A lot of fellas, you know, around the edges as well, getting their opportunities and playing well. And it gives us another game now, which is probably 10 days out from the first National League game, to rotate again and have a look at other players.
Is that something, suppose, from last year, you know, getting back into the Dr. McKenna Cup? You're playing, you know, games that mean something, James. You're not looking for, you know, challenge games, suppose, and that's something that is a positive from this year.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a lot of teams doing both. I think there's a lot of teams playing in tournaments and playing challenge games, but really we're just trying to manage minutes. You know, since they've come back, we've been trying to build them up nice and steadily, manage minutes. We did that today. We'll do that again on Wednesday. Obviously, given the younger lads and the older lads as well, you know, we're forgetting about them. You know, Doherty making his debut, and Kieran Gallagher making his debut, Paul O'Hare, who had a very good season for his club and did very well today as well. Nice player, good on the ball, uses it well. So yeah, all those fellas were positives for us, and hopefully now that'll push us on towards Wednesday night, get another exposure, introduce more senior players, if you like, and try to move from there.
Yeah, I suppose in the second half, I suppose the shackles off a little bit. The boys really upped the tempo. I thought it looked like that, you know, there was players, you know, all over the pitch looking for possession, hunger for the ball. Jim, I suppose that's something that's refreshing to see.
It is. I think back to what I spoke about earlier there, they were forcing it at times in the first half, and then we were giving up possessions, and then you've got to defend on the back of that, whereas they literally just played better as a team in the second half and kept the ball well and finished their attacks, whether it was over the bar or wide. There wasn't nearly as many turnovers, and that sort of benefited everybody. And as I say, the younger lads relaxed into the game, and you could see them growing into the game, and that's the journey that they have to go on, to be honest with you. That's the journey they have to go on. They've got to be able to become comfortable in inter-county football and be able to make decisions. And like, I don't know what the start of the league's like, you know, we have Dublin, we have Kerry, Mayo, Armagh, Galway, like that's five big games, and you know, if they're getting exposures in those games against the top teams, it should serve them well.
And just looking, I suppose, with the experience you have and players, you know, winning back-to-back Ulsters, bringing that experience in, and suppose it gives the younger players that bit of, you know, class and know-how within a dressing room that you require to help them along.
You're hoping for that. Like, you're hoping for that. And listen, they're not going to know everything, and so you have to try and, you know, educate the senior players that, you know, they've got to pass that knowledge on. They're beside them. They're 50 metres away from them on the pitch. You know, there was moments in the first half where I felt that the senior players could have talked them through it a wee bit more, but yeah, listen, that's all part of it. When you're a development player, there's going to be bumps along the road. It's two steps forward, one step back a lot of the time, but listen, we're happy that they're good quality players. There's a good nucleus of an under-20 team there again this year, and we're just trying to work with everybody to develop them fellas, get as many of them on the pitch as possible.
I suppose after the All-Ireland final, Jim, I suppose everyone in the county was disappointed, but you know the club championship came and that gave you time to see a lot of these players and you know give everyone a fair shot.
Yeah, no, definitely, and I think we had a trial process even before the kind of the senior players came back, and we had a good look at a lot of players, you know, and I think we ended up with maybe 24 coming out of that then trained with the team for a period of time up until December, and then a number of them then have made the panel on the back of that, you know. So yeah, listen, that has been good and it's been positive, and there's nobody standing still. You want to be moving forward all the time, and hopefully, as I said earlier, we can maybe we can get one or two or three of them that can add value.
How were you after that All-Ireland final defeat, Jim? Suppose I spoke to Hughie. He had a few dark days, and no doubt you had a few days to think about things.
Oh, listen, they're not easy dealt with, to be honest with you, you know. But on the back of it, we sat down. I met most of the players myself at an individual level, and we got a good idea of where we were at, and we got a good idea as well around the final. And hopefully, there'll be a lot of learnings that we can take from that, you know. And the most important thing then is to get back on the horse, you know. So the game was called off last week, which was disappointing, but we're up and running now and trying to make the most of the next couple of weeks.
A few players have stepped away, obviously Patrick McBurdy being one of them, and what a servant he has been for Donegal football, along with a number of lads who've stepped away. Hopefully we'll see them back.
Yeah, no, definitely. Paddy, like, geez, he's been just immense for Donegal, and we wish him well in his retirement. It's unfortunate, and we communicated a lot in the off-season, you know, and we tried to do as much as we could, I suppose, to see, we took it to the nth, you know, to see could we find a solution for him. But, you know, really it's just a medical decision in many respects, and it's disappointing, because I would say I would have loved to have given it another rattle, you know, but these things happen in football, I suppose. I suppose when you take a step back from that and think about what he did achieve and how young he was going in there and the number of games, it's going to take its toll at some stage. And, you know, he probably is the most decorated player in the county. So he got a good innings, but he probably would have loved to have had one more go at it.
We're unlucky with hats and coats out there, Jim. We're trying to see, is there any changes to the backroom team?
No, not at the minute.
Is this something you're looking at?
No, we're happy enough with where we're at. Like, you know, we always keep the radar on and keep the thing open. No, but no, we've been making wee adjustments internally, and people are getting more jobs and less jobs and moving the furniture. But no, we're happy with where we're at. Everybody that's there, know each other very well and for a long time, and there's a high level of trust, and you know, it's enjoyable there with the boys that we have, so we don't feel the need at the moment.
And like, obviously there was a few boys went under the knife in the close season.
Yeah.
Is there some of them coming back for the Dublin game?
They're all heading very much in the right direction. They're all really, really positive and heading in the right direction. I'd be lying to tell you, you know, that if they will or they won't. You know, we would like to think that there'll be a couple of them, you know. They're all training really well. Their numbers are good and all at the moment. So we'll just have to wait and see. But we won't be rushing them at the same time. You know, we'll be giving fellas an opportunity if they're not ready. And our priorities this year really is to, you know, to develop the team, develop the depth in the squad, and, you know, whatever results come in the National League, that's, we'll be happy with that. You know, it's a different phase for us now, and we just need to make sure that we're ticking as many boxes as possible to put the squad in the best place. And if that means we win games, we win games. If it means we lose a couple of games, we lose a couple of games. We're not going to get overly fussed about that.
Jim,